Hello, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Happy Monday to you all out there. Wow. You know, we're going through the month of October pretty quickly. And I hope that you had a good start to your week. Hopefully so far the month is going well to you. Hopefully it'll be the start of a productive week. And before you know it, the weekend will be here because as we can see, this year, this month is flying by. Before you know it, it's going to be New Year's, but let's stay in the present right now. So happy Monday to everyone out there. Hope you had a good work day, school day, whatever it is, whatever point in life you are at, you know, I hope it was a good one for you. I hope everyone's healthy. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone's doing well. So today on Everyday Black History, we're going to continue doing what we started to do on the last episode where we were going back to some of my earlier episodes that I did 3 years ago. Because like I said in the last episode that I did when I did Sarah Boone, who was one of my first early episodes back in 2018. Back then, I was just starting out and I didn't, you know, like, you know, I didn't really know, like, you know, how I wanted to approach the material. And so I listened to some of those old episodes and I kind of felt like I wasn't doing the material justice. So I kind of wanted to redo some of the episodes and just exhibit the excitement that I feel when reading about, you know, our people out there who were successful in business, who were inventors, who are doing big things both in the past and in the present. And even people who are doing things, black men and women who are doing things that will be huge in the future. Black institutions such as HBCUs, you know, things like that. Like, those are all things that we want to highlight here that we do highlight here on Everyday Black History. And so I want to start, you know, getting back to that essence of doing that again. As well as, you know, doing more interviews, which, you know, we still have a lot of interviews that were done that we are editing and that we're going to put out. Just, you know, life gets so busy, man. And, you know, having family obligations and, you know, day jobs and things like that, you know, sometimes, you know, things get in the way of doing things we truly love, like this podcast here. But today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be talking about a woman by the name of Sarah Good. And Sarah Good, she was an inventor and an entrepreneur. Now, she was one of the first black women to receive a United States patent, which she received in 1885. Back during that time, there were a few black women who received patents for inventions that they created, and, you know, some of them made money off of them. Some of them didn't make money, but just the fact that during a time when Jim Crow was heavy and, you know, our options were very limited due to laws and, you know, racism and discrimination, we still had so many, you know, men and women who used their ingenuity to invent things and get it patented so that it can be protected. And so that, you know, we have proof today that, you know, these people created these things, or even if they didn't create it, they made improvements to it. And a lot of the inventions are things that we either still use today or have used for, you know, decades after they were long gone. So Sarah Good, she received a patent for inventing the folding bed. We'll get into that a little more when we talk a little bit more about her invention. But she was one of the first women, black women, to receive a patent for her invention. Now, just a little bit of background information on her. She was born in 1855 in Toledo, Ohio, and she was born a slave. She was born in slavery. Actually, she was born the same year that the Fugitive Slave Act was enacted. And she was this, she came from a big family, the second of seven children. And her father was a carpenter. And after the Civil War, her family then moved to Chicago, Illinois, where she spent the rest of her life. In Chicago, she, you know, as she became an adult, she got married. She had a family of her own, six children, but only three of them actually survived to adulthood. Back during those days, the life expectancy was a lot shorter than it is now. There was no real modern medicine. And of course, if you're Black, you didn't get the same health care that, you know, others got. And, you know, not to mention the diet of that time, you know, when it was a lot of, you know, now we're a lot more knowledgeable on how to treat our bodies better through food, whereas back then it wasn't so much. It wasn't like that. But so out of her six children, three of them made it to adulthood. And her husband, whose name was Archie Good, he was a carpenter as well. He described himself as a stair builder and as an upholsterer. And they opened up a furniture store. So the two of them owned a furniture store. By the way, I just wanted to add that Sarah was born Sarah Elizabeth Jacobs. She became Sarah Good, obviously, after she married Archie Good, who was her husband. I just wanted to note that just for the record, like me in the courtroom, you know. But so they opened up a furniture store in Chicago. So, you know, even her being born a slave, she had her own business, you know, a furniture store that they were able, that they ran together. So her invention came about out of necessity. Like most inventors, Black or white, they invent things out of necessity to make, whether it is to make their job easier or maybe just because they notice a need somewhere and they have the know-how or the ingenuity to actually put it together. And so Sarah Good, you know, was no different. She invented a folding cabinet bed, which helped people who lived in small quarters to efficiently utilize their limited living space. During that time, when she invented her invention, the folding bed, a lot of places, you know, they were very restricted on the size of apartments and the apartment buildings. In New York, there were restrictions during that time that buildings had to be under 80 feet, you know, so that commercial buildings weren't too tall. You know, this was during the days before a lot of the skyscrapers came, because you're talking about the 1800s. The 1880s specifically during this time. So this is before all the skyscrapers were a popular thing. So during that time, they were trying to restrict the height of buildings. So Chicago was no different. You know, a lot of cities in the country had these restrictions so as not to have these big commercial buildings. And so when you lived in a city where these restrictions were in place, and you lived in one of these tenements, every square inch of your apartment was important, and saving space was necessary. So when Sarah Good heard of this problem from a lot of her customers that went to her furniture store, she set out to make a solution to this problem. So her bed could be folded up, and it could be used into different things. Like it could look like a desk and be used, you know, as a desk with room for storage, so that, you know, when you weren't in the bed, you still had enough space in your apartment to move around, to, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do in your apartment. And she received the patent for her invention on July 14th, 1885. Now, I don't know if any of you may know the Murphy bed. The Murphy bed is the bed that folds into the wall. They were more popular at one point in time. I mean, you know, I guess you don't really, I don't really know too many people who have a Murphy bed now, but at one point in time, they were very popular. And the Murphy bed was, you know, Sarah Good's invention was the precursor to the Murphy bed, which was patented in 1900, many years after Sarah Good's invention. And Sarah Good, when she made her bed, she wanted to balance out the weight of the folding bed for it to be easily lifted up, folding and unfolding, and to secure the bed on each side so that when unfolding the bed, it would stay in place. I mean, she like really had a good idea, you know, even if you look at the patent, the patent drawing. I wish I could show it, you know, if this is like a video. But if you look at the patent, you can see the design of her folding bed, which was, you know, pretty, you know, intricate, you know, for the time, you know, being in the 1800s. But, you know, she really did invent something that was way ahead of her time with this invention. Now, there's no word on how, if she, you know, made a lot of money off of it or anything like that, but I'm sure she sold it out of her furniture store, and she did have a patent for it. So the Murphy bed was a little bit different, so they was able to, you know, create their own patent, basically making, you know, an adjustment to her idea. And, you know, which happens a lot. But she, like I said, there's no word or evidence on how much money she made off of it. But just the fact that she was able to, you know, a woman who was born a slave was able to come up with this, with a solution to this problem. And I advise you to look it up. If you look up Sarah E. Good and look up her invention for the folding bed, they actually have drawings of her patent application, and it is real. It's real crazy, like, to see, you know, how the bed, you know, came, how she invented this, you know. It just showed her ingenuity, you know. But she died in 1905, in Chicago, Illinois, and as mentioned, you know, she has the legacy of being one of the first Black women to receive a patent, a United States patent, you know, back in the 1800s. So, you know, there are schools named after her. There's one in Chicago that is named after her. It's the Sarah E. Good STEM Academy. It was opened in 2012, and it's a science and math focused high school that was opened in her honor in the south side of Chicago. The school focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math to help students prepare for future careers. They have partnerships with IBM, and the students are encouraged to graduate with industry certifications and 2 years of college credit. They also get professional mentors and internships. So, you know, her legacy, thankfully, was able to live on. And I'm sure it's great to go to a school that's named after, you know, someone who looks like you. You know, there's so many of us growing up, you know, if you're a little older, you grow up, you go to these schools, and a lot of times you don't know who to name, you don't know who the person that's named, that the school is named after. And then when you look them up, you find out, especially in the South, they were slave owners or Confederate soldiers, you know, people who wanted to keep, you know, our ancestors in chains. You know, so it's great to be able to have a school named after, you know, a Black woman who invented, who was an entrepreneur, that, and the school is designed for STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So, you know, that no doubt is a great thing. So we just wanted to redo this episode again and just bring more attention to Sarah Good and her invention and her legacy. And Sarah Good, we thank you for your contribution to Black history and Black culture, and we salute you. Now that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Just wanted to come and just do another episode and just talk about, you know, our history, because our history is a beautiful thing. It's not just, our history is not just struggle and slavery. We have so much more to our history that can be highlighted, and that's what we're doing here on Everyday Black History. So you all enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be coming at you soon with another episode. So stay tuned.